Vavakama, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Ketzer HaRegel Mu'edes. We learned in Perek Aleph that there's a concept of a Asher Tam and a Asher Mu'ed. Whenever a Asher is Mazik, in a way that's not the Regilus, in a way that's called B'Losh Nagamara Mishuna, it's B'derech Hezek, not B'derech natural. A cow is walking, is eating, B'derech Hilucha, B'derech Achilosoi, but the animal's out for blood, the animal's out to damage. If it's Mishuna, then there's a chilik between the first three times and the fourth time. Lamaisa, our Mishnah starts with the din of Regel, Miloshen Regilus. Regel means his feet, he's walking, but it's also Miloshen Regilus. Ketzer HaRegel Mu'edes, what's the normal way that you could say that when an animal's mazik, derech hiluchoi, it's considered normal, as opposed to Mishuna? Mishuna, by the way, even though we call it, he's out for blood, doesn't mean necessarily that he's out to be mazik. It's just something that's not the regilus. And there the Torah lowers the expectation or the amount of responsibility that the Bailam has. But what is regel muedes? L'shabe b'derech hilucha, to break while he's walking. A cow is not going to look out for things on the floor. Habehema muedes l'halach k'darko l'shaber. An animal is muedes, he's olul, that's his regilus, to go kedarka and to break things. Hoysim va'etes. Let's say she kicks chafetzim, and the kicking is done to kick it, to damage it. Oy, shehoyu tzroi rois, minatzim itachas ragleh v'shibras hakelim. She kicked up pebbles on the path. Animal runs. An animal could break something while it's derech hilucha. An animal could kick up tzroiros and it breaks. The halacha is mishalem chatzi nezek. Now this needs an explanation. The first case of chatzi nezek, which is our hakdama from Perek Aleph, is with something that's not kederech hilucha. But over here, the Mishnah gives a case of mivaetes where it's kicking lahazik, that's taka mishuna. But the second case, an animal's running. Picture a horse running down a gravel path, and he kicks up stones, and the stones are mazik, and they bang into windows, windshields, kelim, and they break. Why misham chatzinezek? L'chor, that's derech hilucho. The fact that they were flying in the air is not because it was derech hezek, it was derech hilucho. Why chatzinezek? So over here we have a famous halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. The Gemara says it does not have a makor in the Torah, that since the animal didn't damage directly with his foot, the animal only kicked up the tsuror, the pebbles, that went flying and broke whatever they broke. The halach is only chayv chatzinezek, it's called the halach ha-mashim sinev chatzinezek tsuroris. Now, b'derech klal, the person would do the same thing. A person didn't take a baseball bat and smash a window. What did he do with the baseball bat? He did what people do with a baseball bat. He hit a ball, and the ball went flying, and the ball went through a window. Would he be chayv chatzi nezek? Of course not. Koichoy, the Gemara says, kigufoy. The fact that the ball flew, but it's mikoichoy because he hit it with the bat, is the same thing as if he took the bat and he smashed the window. Koichoy, kigufoy. Halach l'moish m'sinai, to be memayit in the level of responsibility on a bailam for a behema, even though in terms of being a mazik, it's the regular mazik. We say koich elav kegufoy, and he's only chayev chatzinezek. So we really have two halachas over here of being chayev chatzinezek, and the two have absolutely nothing in common. The first halacha is a halacha of tam, and like we pointed out in the first perek, the tam pays chatzinezek. First of all, he pays migufoy, pays chatzin ezek, but he only pays from the guf of the shor. We'll learn more about that mitzvah Hashem in the fourth parak. And chatzin ezek tzrei rois is a regular chiyuv, just in half. So I'll have to pay the regular half. It's not knas, it's momen. We had a discussion at the end of the first parak. Maybe chatzin palganizko knoso. That you won't say by chatzin ezek tzrei rois. It's a regular mazik. It happens to be the Torah Chos Rachmono, and the Torah was only Mechayev half. On the flip side, the din of Nezek is to be Chayev Hein Bishus Ha Nizik and Hein Bishus HaRabim. The din of Shein v'regel b'shus harabim is potter. Only shein v'regel b'shus hanizik is kayif. That halacha you'll have over here as well. So it's two chatzin neziks, which shear none of the halachas of the two dinim, except for the fact that the dollar and cents amount is the same. Now let's go weiter. Dorso ala kli v'shibratu. The behema stepped on the kli, and the kli went flying, and it broke. The kli broke. The nofal, a piece of the kli that was smashed, went flying. Al kli v'shibroi. So, the animal stepped on the first kli. That itself is the ksiba hamachayeves. And that is a direct mazik. That's not koichoi. He stepped on it. That's like the baseball bat hitting the window. That is chayev nezik sholem. Ala kli ala rishoin mishalem nezik sholem. V'ala achroin mishalem chatzin nezik. The shard of the kli that broke, that went flying and broke something else, that is only chayev chatzin nezik, because that's tzveris. Tzveris is only chayev chatzin nezik. Now there's a lomdish in the kuda here. The fact that the behemoth stepped on a kli and the kli broke, it sounds clearly from the Mishnah like the kli didn't necessarily break right where it was. The fact that a shard of the kli went flying someplace else, so that's clearly tzveris. But the kli itself, also not muhach that it broke here. He stepped on a kli. Picture the scene. Cow running down the road. He steps on a kli. The kli doesn't break. The kli goes flying and it lands someplace else and it breaks. Would be meduyik in the Mishnah that he'd be chayv. That's not called koicha. It's called he broke it. And the reason why it's called gufa, not koicha, is because there's a direct collision between his foot, between the animal's foot and the kli. That's called a direct maisa. It only broke someplace else. So what do you have to say? But since the maisa was directly with the animal's foot, that's called gufa. So now let's ask ourselves, what happens if the animal kicks a stones, the case of tzveris, and the rock goes flying? Why is that not called a direct maisa? Because the animal's foot came into collision with the rock that flew and caused the damage someplace else. What's the difference if the kli that was broken itself came into contact with the animal's foot, or the rock that caused the damage elsewhere came into contact with the animal's foot? So here we have in the kuda what comes out of the sugya in Tosfos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis with the Rishonim. There's a lamdash in the kuda, the ktois, Reb Chaim, Reb Baruch Ber, all weigh in and have what the sound is in Indian. We'll say it over b'ktzara. There's a yisoid that the Gemara says that's called Boso Mei Koro Azlinon, which would mean, picture somebody going up to the fifth floor of a building, taking a glass kli and throwing it out the window. You know for sure that kli is going to break. The Gemara says, we look at the kli as broken. Mona tvira tovar. If somebody takes a baseball bat, as the kli is hurtling down towards the ground, somebody takes a swing and hits the kli anyways. That means he says, the kli was broken anyways. I just got some batting practice out of it. The halach is his potter. I lemaisa, the impact, the destruction of the kli was caused by the guy swinging the bat. Doesn't make a difference. The kli that he broke was a monotviru, was broken. Bosomei koraz linon, the kli was already broken at the point where it was dropped, because it was going to break. There was no way to save it. That being said, so Tosfos says, however, that's only true when you throw the kli itself. It was chal in the kli that the kli is a tzebrochene, he's a kli shover, he's a broken kli. Therefore, breaking it is you're breaking something that was broken already. Reminds me where a few days before Tisha B'Av, we'll just throw in something, where Titus HaRosha Yimach Shemoi destroys the Beis HaMikdash, and he's Mizgoy, he's proud that he was able to destroy the Rebbeinu Shalom's house. The Rebbeinu Shalom says, Shaita, you didn't destroy the house. The house was destroyed already. The Siluk HaShchina was there before. Kimcha Tchina Tochan. The Gemara says the same Lashon. You're breaking something that's broken already. A kli that's hurtling towards the ground is broken already. That's only when the kli itself was thrown. Mashenkin, if somebody would take a rock and somebody throws a direct line at the kli, and it's for sure going to break, and somebody takes a bat and breaks the kli as the other rock is coming towards it, the second guy's chayiv. Why? We don't see the kli as broken al yidei the fact that the rock is hurtling towards the kli. You look at the Ktzoyis in Simen Shin Tzadik. The Ktzoyis has a biur in a Rosh where he claims that the Rosh clearly argues on this distinction. The problem is that the Rosh himself says, like the Tesis on Daf Yud Zayin that we just quoted, Rabbi Seinu, the Roshivas have a mahalach had to be miyashiv, that the Rosh is not being Ksoisa, Ayin Shom. But that's the Yisoid, and it's an important Yisoid to remember. Hatar Negoilim, chickens mu'odim lahalach kedarkun l'shabir. Chickens walk along, and they walk, and they peck, and they break things. So that'll be kedarka, and a chicken will break something. The owner of the chicken will pay nezek shalom. It's mu'edis lahalach kedarka. Hoidlul kosher beraglov, there's a string that chickens have on that's attached to his foot. And the chicken's walking along and he swings his foot and the kli goes flying. And it breaks something someplace else. Oishoye mahadis umshabes hakelim. Or the chicken gets excited and he dances along. Mahadis means like dancing, like jumping around. Umshabes hakelim. What happens is he kicks up stones and he breaks a kli when that pebble goes flying and breaks something. Because again, that's koichoi v'loi gufei, that's the halacha of chatzin ezek tzveris. By the way, one last detail, the Gemara declares, since we have a gzeres hakosuv that a behemoth is chayiv, the bailam is chayiv on the nezek of a behemoth, mikoichoi only to the half of the maisa mazik. What would be, let's say, an animal does something, not derech iluchoi, an animal does something derech bi'ito. He kicks, and he kicks up a rock, and the rock goes someplace else and breaks the kli. Maybe we should say he's only chayiv, the owner of the behemoth is only chayiv a revia, because he's only chayiv half of what he'd be chayiv, since it's derech hezek, so it's chatzin hezek al tam, and it's a half chiv, because it's only mikoichoi. Well, maybe not. Maybe the Torah was only makel the halachal ma'ish mesina of koichoi v'loi gufoi on a ma'isi hiluch where you're paying chatzin nezek shalom. So, okay, you chayv chatzin nezek. But where you anyways have a kula of paying chatzin nezek, so then mechatei said the Torah would be makel more. That's the Gemara Shaila. And the way we just said over the chakira, it might be toluy. You see the Gemara with the Rishonim, but with maskonas ha-Gemara's l'chara that there is no halacha of revia nezek. But maybe we'll just point out that one way to be toilet is in the shaila that we raised before is the halacha of chatzin nezek by tam, where he's only chayiv, chatzin nezek migufoy, is that really he should have been chayiv the whole thing. The Torah was makel because it was unusual. So who said you could put together two kulas? The Torah was makel on koichev alay migufoy, and the Torah was also makel on mishuna and not derech hiluch. But to put two and two together, to be mekel, to only be chayiv a quarter, mech taisi. But if we look at the halacha of chatzin nezek by tam, as be'etzim you should have been potter, the Torah canceled you because l'maisi you didn't watch the behemoth. Okay, that knas is the knas of the Torah, but the knas is half of the damage. But over here you'd only be chayiv half anyway, so maybe then you chayiv a quarter. You could be toiler, those two tzadim in this chakir. Mishnah Beis, Keitzer Hashen Mu'edes. What's the case? We were talking in Mishnah Aleph about Derech Hilucha, Regel. Now we're talking about Shein. Shein, remember, is the animal eating, and that's also a normal Maisa, and that's also something he's Chayiv Nezek Sholem. He's Mu'edes Lechol as Haroiloi, to eat normal, what he would normally eat. Habahemu Mu'edes Lechol Peris Virokas, an animal eats Peris Virokas. We're talking generally about a cow. What do you even have anyways? Cows, sheep. Cows and sheep eat peres v'yirokos. Ochlo ksusa kelim, he ate his way through a suit, or he ate his way through a car seat. Mishalim chatzin nezek, that's not normal for the animal. Therefore, you only chayv chatzin nezek. It's mishunet, it's a tolda of keren, and you only chayv chatzin nezek. Bamed varm amurim b'shus ha-nizik. When do we say that you chayv nezek sholem? Because it's derech achila ba'ochla peres yirokois b'shus ha-nizik, when the animal goes into the b'shus ha-nizik. Ava b'shus ha-rabim potter. This is the halacha that shein v'regel is potter b'shus ha-rabim. And now the Mishnah introduces a concept which is over here, but it's a widely used klal. It's one of the most fundamental rules in Gantz Choshe Mishpat. This is the halacha of Im nenis mishalem mashenenis. Let's remember. You have an animal that the bailum is potter. It's exerts a cost of the animal. The bailum is potter on the animal eating his way through a box of strawberries that's in the Rishus Ram. It's not mishune. It's derech achila. He sees strawberries. He might like it. So he eats the whole box of strawberries. Your potter, the owner of the animal's potter, midin mazik. However, he's chayiv midin nene. Let's see the case. Keitzim mishalem ashenenes. What does that mean? Ochlo mitoich harachova. The animal, like we said, eats from a box. Rachova is a street. He eats from a box in Rishul Sarabim. Mishalem ashenenes. He pays mashenenes what he benefited. We'll explain in a second. Mitzidei harachova. Rachova was where they had stalls. So the tzidei harachova is already tucked away. That's already considered Rishul Sayochid. Over there, that's Rishus HaNizik Mishalem HaShizik. He has the din of a mazik. So in the ratio, we said that Shein V'Regel is part of Rishus HaRabim, but the Mishnah is still Mechayiv Mashenenis. What's this Mechayiv Mashenenis? Let's think about it. If my animal ate your box of strawberries, it could very well be that I don't have a benefit from my animal eating strawberries. I would have fed him hay. But I do have the benefit that my animal doesn't have to eat lunch. How much did I eat? Save, I save the value of one mealtime of a cow eating hay. Not worth that much. Strawberries are worth a lot more. People will pay more for strawberries. A pound of strawberries is definitely worth many more times than a pound of hay. But lemaisa, he's potter al tzmazik, he's chayiv only al tzmashenene. What does that mean? You're chayiv for what you saved. We'll explain this concept the way Rabbi Seinu, this is Rabbi Baruch Ben and Rabbi Chaim in a famous piece, this is the way they understand Mashanena. Mashanena means I might not be a mazik, I'm not responsible for the animal's maisa, but the fact that my animal did something means I took something from you. What did I take? I take what I benefited. I'm not chayv al tza maisa mazik, it's not a maisa mazik, it's b'shus harabim. But my taking, or at least my animal's myself taking that thing, is called that I took from you the benefit. Now, if Reuven benefits from Shimon, then Reuven is chayiv insofar that it's considered that Reuven took that benefit from Shimon. And the way the Gemara qualifies that, this is the famous rule of Zenene v'zel lechosa. This is the Makar, by the way, this sugya in Shas. Zenene v'zel lechosa is potter. Zenene v'zeh choser is chayiv. What does that mean? We'll give a case. Somebody has a deserted, it's not being used, warehouse. The warehouse is not being used. I need storage. I know that the warehouse is there. It's open. I take 100 cases of whatever I need storage on, and I put it in your storage space. Did you have any hefset from it? Did it bother you? Did I take anything from you? I had benefit, but it's not benefit that I took from you. The Gemara calls this koifin al midas stoim. That means in stoim, if Reuven benefits from Shimon's property, stoim, they're allergic to having somebody else benefit. So in stoim, the fact that Reuven benefited, that itself is a loss to Shimon. But for the rest of society, in a normal world, not stoim, Reuven benefiting is not called taking from Shimon unless Shimon's missing something. If Shimon's storage space was used in any way, was used up, there's wear and tear, so then Reuven's usage was actually taking from Shimon. And therefore Reuven's chayiv. How much is he chayiv? He's chayiv however much somebody would pay, minimal amount, for storage space of that type. Now, because of the way we just explained it, Reuv Reuben and Rishonim hold that if there's a Shavaprutah's worth of wear and tear to Shimon's space, Shimon has an apartment, and the Gemara says there's Shachreis Dashayis, a little bit wear and tear in Shimon's space, Reuven's chayiv for the amount of nene that he had to pay. If there isn't a Shavaprutah's worth, then he's not chayiv at all, because it's not called he took. But if there's a mashu, then his whole usage was a form of taking from Shimon's chayiv and the whole thing. There's one sheet that the Torah brings from the Ramah. No,
that he's only chai for the amount of wear and tear. But the Rishayim don't understand that way. They understand that the wear and tear is just a way of defining for us that's called that Reuven didn't just benefit from Shimon's property, Reuven took from Shimon's property. This is the halacha mashenenes. So if my behema, if I save myself lunch from my behemi eating your food, even though I'm not chayv al tmaisa mazik as b'shus harabim, but I definitely took it. My behemi's maisa is called that I took, and that's called that I took it. Mishnah just finished this with one case. Mi Pesach hachanus, they had a stall, a store. He took it from the Pesach. That's already called the b'shus harabim. Mishal mashenenis. Mi Toich hachanus, from the store itself. Mishal mashe ziko. That's already considered b'shus hanizik. The halacha is you pay only mashe zika. I'm sorry, you pay the whole damage, because that's a maisa mazik. That's shein v'regel, b'shus hanizik.